Hello, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio and to the Sum of Us. My name is Elisa.
My name is Liz. Hello. I thought for a second that Block Talk wasn't going to allow me on.
Oh,
but they
I was wondering
finally,
about that.
Yeah, they finally did. Yay. Well, I was so happy to see a couple pictures of you and your adorable niece. That's great. Was that a surprise that you got to see her? You were all in the same place.
We were all in the same place. And I think I saw that they had RSVP'd that they were going to attend. So I knew that there was a good chance I would see her. So that was, you know, that was good. They showed up. They showed up a little bit later than I did. Fortunately, this wasn't like a ton of people like we would normally have, if people are out of town, but, her usual cousins, usual suspects, they're all boys that she would play.
Nice.
One in particular is, her cousin Ethan, who just adores her. And they're only December, like 3 months apart. So he just turned 5 earlier this month, and he's just so attentive to her. But
nice.
They play once she, because she kind of does the same thing. If she hasn't seen you in a while, then she's like, she's a little shy. He's very patient, and then they end up just, you know, playing the whole time, and she's all energized and everything. So, The cutest thing, though, what had to do with Ethan, like I came in and I wasn't too late. I wasn't like 5 hours late or anything like that, but I was like maybe 40 minutes late. I walk in and I get into the kitchen and he runs up to me and gives me, his arms are out, just gives me this biggest. Hi. He's so cute. His mom, my cousin, was like, "Oh, he hasn't done that to anybody else."
You got that? They pick it up. Animals and children. Yep. Like Saint Francis of Assisi.
And I think when my brother and his wife showed up, I was. Yeah, we'd already started eating, so I was actually talking to one of my friends, my friend Kim. I brought her along because she.
Oh, nice.
She's not gonna be home to see her dad until next week. So, I said, "Well, hey, you know, we have a large family, and everyone's like, 'Oh yeah, I remember you.'"
Nice.
And so I was chatting with her, and then I heard them come in. And then I just waited because I wasn't going to be like, "Oh, let me find her." I was be calm, be cool. Right. So I think, my brother came in and he, gave me a little side hug. And then I just sat, I just waited, I'm still talking. I've got my little plate of food. And then she comes around and she sees me and just like walks over to me and is like, gets in my lap and just is just hanging out.
That's right.
Because she is like this with everybody. If it's a lot of people, she was telling me, she's like, "Yeah, I'm just a little nervous." And I think she picked up that phrasing probably from her mom or her dad,
yes.
Just as a way to put into words what she's feeling. Very shy.
Yeah.
And she said this once before, and I said, "Well, you'll be fine." Because I was asking her, I said, "Are you tired?" Because it is kind of late, It was closer to, probably 6:30. And I know she probably hasn't been staying up too late. But she's like, "No, I'm just a little nervous." I'm like, "Okay." So she's just hanging on me and just resting.
Yeah, safe space.
Right,
see, Dad.
Right.
Safe space, Dad. Hello.
And so throughout the night, well, in the beginning especially, she was hanging out and we're like, "Well, you need to eat something." And she just ate some bread and some fruit. She just kept it. She did try some other dish, like a noodle dish, but she you know, was not a fan. So I'm like, okay, well. Mm-hmm. So I mostly
palette.
Right. She's just being picky, like most kids will.
Right.
Like she used to be,
of course.
You know, let me try this. I'll try this. But now it's like,
they go through phases.
Oh yeah. So then when she finally warmed up to it and she was okay, and Ethan was just sort of hanging out. He wasn't like all up in her space. He was waiting.
Right.
I kept, you know, pointing him out.
Emotionally mature.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ethan.
Okay.
He's
Ethan.
A good boyfriend, a good husband.
Right.
Ethan. I could tell. People, you know what? Go on the installment plan, you know, like leasing, like, you know, a mortgage on a house. Put a down payment. And then 20 years from now, he'll be nice and ready. So put a 20-year mortgage on that child.
So they end up, you know, they're fine. They're running around. They're playing, you know, playing with their older cousin and then another younger cousin. So it was fine. But every so often she'd come back to me and she'd sit in my lap and then she, you know, she'd hang out for a little bit and then she'd go, oh, where's Ethan? I said, oh, I don't know. Let's go find him. She's like, let's go find him. And she'd take me by the hand and I have to, you know, reconnect them. I'm like, okay, you guys are good. I'm going to go back to, you know, what the adults
right.
were doing.
Right.
But I guess the, and so all of that was truly wonderful. You know, the thing is, like, they don't ever, they kind of do those Irish goodbyes, I guess. I don't know. But they just left.
They just leave?
Like,
oh,
they just,
okay.
Well, I should right. say, I don't know, because they didn't say goodbye to me. Everyone else
right.
did. Like, other people did that, you know. I'm like, okay, especially the yeah. the ones with the kids. They're like, oh, say goodbye to Tita, blah, 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 you know. Say goodbye to your auntie, you know.
So
you when I realized that they were gone, I'm like, oh, okay.
Okay, okay. Irish goodbye.
Oh. Okay, all right. I guess that's how that
okay. Julie, Julie,
I have to admit,
that
definitely bothered me. That definitely bothered me. Like, we have
well,
just
of
not,
course it did.
Don't
we
just not
no Irish goodbye in a Filipino
we,
situation.
We just not. Well,
no Irish goodbye.
I get it if you're, if it's just you, like my cousin Izzy does that all the time. She's like, she pops in.
Oh, yeah. I'll do it if it's just me solo.
Bye.
If it's not anything crazy, you know. I'll do it if it's not like, and I'm not super close to anybody. Or I know I'm not going to be insulting anybody or whatever. I'll just like dip out because I know it's cool. But it's like, you know, acknowledge your host or other people that you're close to.
Yeah, and
to.
I don't. To
yes.
be fair, I was in the back on the back deck with some other relatives. So I don't know.
Okay,
if,
so maybe.
If, I don't know if they, you know, if they said. I guess I'm sure they did say goodbye to some people, but. My ego is like, well, I was not sought out, you know.
Well, sure, because you're not. You know what I mean?
I know.
You,
yeah.
That's it's like a pattern. It's like you're not.
Yeah.
So that makes perfect sense, actually.
Like,
so, not even an ego thing. Like, we're saying it's an ego thing, but it really kind of isn't. It's more of this is a state of affairs type of thing. Like,
yeah.
this is still a pattern that will continue because of the dominant energy in that, which does not belong to you. You know, and everybody has to sort of adapt. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think there's something to that, to be honest.
Yeah. And, you know, and
mm-hmm.
I have to, I'm just going to put it out there and then I'll have to leave it because I'm like, I'm still not sure if it's both of them who are like, you know, she tends to hang out with Elisa way too much or if it's just one of them. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know.
Yeah,
I know.
I think there's, that's interesting. That's interesting. It's.
Yeah.
I think that the lines can get a little bit blurry because, and again, I'm just reading the energy. It's not like I know. Okay.
Right.
But just the energetic picture that I'm getting is that the lines are blurry because the mother is all about my priority is the peace in the household.
Right.
Okay, so there is a little bit, it won't appear on the surface, but energetically, it's a dominant submissive dynamic.
Hmm.
She's not going to present it that way. It's not going to look like that. But
right.
energetically, and she has been through so much in her life that it's basically, she's walking around carrying an emotional Fabergé egg. It's so
mm-hmm.
delicate to kind of keep it so protected that it's just like a state of consciousness to maintain the peace and to protect the fragility of her being a wife and a mother.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a lot of pain and there's a lot of trauma from the past, which she's doing a very good job of not letting that weigh her life down now. She's doing an amazing job to not being defined by that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to say it. I don't want to say that there's a disconnect, but I think in the wake of being in such a dominant type of energy, it's kind of all she can do to carve out like the eye of the storm, but mm-hmm. it's tiny. Do you know what I mean? It's not the eye of the storm that it's so, because it could be, the eye of the storm could be spacious, mm-hmm. right? Or not. So the eye of the storm is very, very tight. So it could only contain so much. And then the rest of it is so fragile and so delicate that anything could set off that calibration. It's like if it goes up a degree or whatever, because the dominant energy is so mercurial that you don't know what you're going to get.
Right, right.
And I don't know that, but that's what I'm getting. So I don't know any of this, but that's just what I'm reading. So in their mind, they're winning. In their mind, hello, in their mind, it's an accomplishment and there's nothing that needs to be worked on, resolved. It's kind of like, well, this is how it is. And it's very much us and them.
Mm-hmm.
And with the dominant energy, it's very much like, I know better, or I'm a little, but that comes from insecurity, from the dominant energy. Mm-hmm. There's massive insecurity that is completely masked. So they built this, you know, little world in which they could be the lord of the manor. So there's no room there to really sort of think about, well, what's the emotional experience of, you know, other people around?
Mm-hmm.
And it brings me to ask this question, what's the dynamic? I'm going to guess the answer to this question and you tell me. So I'm guessing the dynamic between your brother and your parent is much more surface and much more at arm's length. But the question was, what's the dynamic? So that's my guess. That's my mm-hmm. sense. So what is it?
I have no idea, because we're not ever in the same situation.
You're not with your parents at the same time?
No.
My
parents didn't come to Christmas or Thanksgiving, although that's like another layer, because I know my dad always wants to come because it's his family.
Yeah.
But, and not to say that my mom like doesn't, but she, you know, she kind of works from the fear of what if, you know, I don't want to leave my only other sister that I can see close by alone with her husband, who's not, my uncle's not doing well, you know?
Oh, okay.
So, and that it's just the two sisters left in Charleston.
Right.
So she doesn't really want to, she's like, I just can't leave, you know, I can't leave your aunt by herself. Not like my aunt would be by herself. She'd be with her husband. They don't really have, especially with his health, they're not going to have a ton of people over their house. They're not going to be entertaining a ton of people.
No, of course.
They have done in the past, but
right.
So I kind of understand that. But then, you know, like at least when I FaceTimed them yesterday, and I usually wait until later in the afternoon, because if my aunt and uncle were to come by and do a visit or vice versa, then it would be in the afternoon. And I FaceTimed, and fortunately my dad probably brought, he likes to bring his little tablet. They were at my aunt's house and they were having, a Christmas meal, a Christmas dinner, which is nice. Because, usually we celebrate on the 24th, but I was concerned that they weren't doing anything, like they didn't do anything for Thanksgiving. My mom apparently wasn't feeling well. But they didn't do anything for Thanksgiving. And meanwhile, I'm calling Dad, like, hey, everyone's asking me about you guys. And he's like, well, like, all right. So I have not been in a situation where I've seen all of us together since Thanksgiving of last year.
Oh, wow.
No, that's not true. I saw that he did invite us to their home for dinner before we left on our trip in January to the Philippines.
Oh, okay. So a year ago.
No, it was earlier this year. Almost a year ago. But
yeah, end of December, you say January.
Late January is when we left to go to the Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Now I know apparently according to him they're going to go I think tomorrow to Charleston to spend time, spend time at the beach and to spend time, I guess they're going to do something with mom and dad. But I also know that mom and dad are going to go on Sunday. They're going to go, the plan is to go to Colombia to visit my aunt. So I'm assuming that it'll happen Saturday or sometime. Tomorrow, I don't know what time they're leaving. So, but that'll be good. They'll get to see Isabel, if that's what they end up doing. So that's all I know. I mean, we don't find ourselves in the same situation.
Interesting.
I made an attempt to try to see her for Halloween, and
I remember that. Yeah, that was sad.
The timing was too tight. There's not enough time. And she ended up, they were just trick-or-treating around the neighborhood. I'm like, oh, okay, not enough time, but, and that was coming from, my sister-in-law, mm-hmm. so I'm thinking, okay, well, mm-hmm. she's the one, I texted both of them, it was on a thread mm-hmm. that we don't really use very much, very often anymore, but, mm-hmm. she replied back, and I'm like, and it took a while for her, I don't know what their conversation is, but if it is, I could see her wanting to try to keep the peace. I'm like, it's just not worth it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's dealing with a difficult person. I said it.
Yeah. So I don't know. I'm sure they were like probably surprised that we took another trip, and like, I didn't loop them in because I'm like, well, you're not going to be the emergency contact for any of us.
No.
I asked
Dad. What's the point?
Because I removed him as my emergency contact because he was for a while. But I put Anna instead. And I was, when I filled out everything else, I said, Dad, who do you want as your emergency contact? Because he usually picks my uncle who's in Charleston, the one who's not in great health. So, I think we put everything on Anna. I'm really not sure.
Well, because she's the best person. Yeah, she.
Right.
Yeah. If there's an emergency, you want Anna to be your emergency contact.
Right.
Yeah.
So I mentioned it at one point because I think they did. Well, that's not true. Well, I did see them, but it wasn't with mom and dad. I did see them when they opened up the house and had people over. It was like a cousin's thing. They had people over. I think that's right. But I think they were surprised. Oh, so you're going on a trip? Like, yeah.
Yes, I am. Yeah. I'm very mysterious.
Yeah.
mm-hmm.
I guess you can find out from mom and dad what's happening. But I hate that because it's like passing the buck, but I'm also tired of being that person that has the information. And
right, exactly. Like, it's all on you. And that's what, listen, it's like what we talked about the last show.
Right.
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 Hello. This is you're setting the blueprint, that's it. This is what we're doing moving forward. Yeah,
but what I did do was, because she was just right on my lap the whole time, just resting. And I'm like, I love you. And, just giving her little kisses. And Mm-hmm. And, you know, she's just perfectly fine to hang out. And she was chatting a little bit, you know, just trying to get her bearings, because it's a lot of, you know, it's a lot of people, or it's a lot for her. And you know, we're all kind of loud. So, you know, that's not also not what she's used to at the house. She's used to a fairly quiet home, unless it's just her making all the noise, you know. So, so it was just really good. And also, that day, so we celebrated Christmas Eve in the evening. And so on the, in the Philippines, on Christmas Day, our great aunt passed away. This is my...
Oh, she passed away on Christmas Day?
Yeah.
Oh,
this is my Lola Dito. She was living with her daughters, who are cousins to my Aunt Thelma. They were all living in that same house that they moved into. And then last year, because her health was, you know, she was 94.
God bless.
When she passed away. She turned 94 in October. But we knew that she probably needed a little bit more attention than she could get here.
Mm-hmm.
Because like my aunt can't really, she can barely take care of herself, much less look after somebody else. Anytime anything happened, she'd have to call her cousins, and they were at work. So they'd have to take, you know, come back and, you know, so they, it was just not ideal. And she, my Lola has, you know, quite a few, children. So she has a couple, you know, a lot of them still live in the Philippines. I don't think she necessarily wanted to move back. But that was, ended up being the best solution.
Yeah, I remember this. Yeah.
So we saw her at the reunion, and
right.
we were just lucky to have been able to see her at the one reunion. And then we recognized or realized way too late, because we were getting ready to leave to go to Australia. But, you know, we were like, man, we really should try to see her again. And we couldn't get like the right information to figure out, well, where is she staying and how do we get there, and who do we talk to. So that was it. That was the last time I got to see her, but I'm just so glad I was able to see her. But she had been in the hospital. She had pneumonia.
Ooh.
So I guess they're my cousins technically, like second cousins or whatever. Her daughters, they flew out. It's been over a week, well, closer to 2 weeks now. They flew out to see her when they found out she had fallen again, or she, you know, she was having trouble breathing. So she was already in the hospital. So they were there for a good week and a half before she passed. So it was super sad, though, because I remember, well, it would have been, I guess, 2 years ago, because she was already gone by the holiday season last year. But the year before that, I remember her at the house, same house where we had our Christmas gathering. And, you know, just loving on her, like, you know, the cousin who hosted Christmas hosted a, you know, a going away party for her. That was what it was. Last year. So yeah, it was very bittersweet. That's partly why I wrote what I wrote on my post.
I see.
Was because between that and my friend's husband who passed away on the I you know, they live streamed his funeral through the church, the service. So I was listening to that. I was thinking, yeah, I know that this is really a difficult time. And so even if it wasn't someone who passed away, but just someone you don't see anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a hard time for a lot of people. Yeah.
Yeah. So when you do have those moments, like that's what I wanted to celebrate. And I had some really good conversations with some of my younger cousins you know, who just, you know, we don't see each other. When we do, it's just nice to catch up. These are like, they're like in their 20s, early 30s. I'm like, hey.
Love it.
And it was just really nice. You know, this one in particular, she's like, yeah, you know, out of all the aunties and uncles, you know, like, she's like, you know, you're the one that really gets me, you know?
Yeah, you're the cool one. Yeah.
I feel like, because I went downstairs. My cousin had built out his basement. It's huge down there. There's like all kinds. There's like a couple of drum sets. There's like a few different rooms in there. Like, there's a whole other house down here. No wonder all the cool kids are hanging out down there. So I went down there to say hi, and it was all like the, you know, 20 and 30 something crowd, or, you know, early teens, or late teens, you know. And I'm like, is this all the cool kids are hanging out? And they're like, yeah, the Utes are hanging out here. I said, let me turn back around. You know, I don't want to cramp your style. Like, no, you're one of us. You're a Ute.
I'm like, okay. You're a Ute. Oh, I love it. You're a Ute.
I said, I'll take it.
You better take it.
Yeah. I said, thank you. Like, no, you're excited. I think I was talking to, like, the one that was telling me, like, I feel like you really get me. She was surprised when she found out how old I was. I'm like, you do realize that I'm older than your dad, right? Your dad is one of my little cousins.
Wow. That's
and
great.
And she's like, no way. You know, she's like, no, you're 30. I'm like, okay, I'm 30.
I'll take it. Yep.
So it was just really good to see. And the thing is, you know, she was talking about just how stressed out she was. And I'm just like, hey, pay attention to that. I said, you need to pay attention to that. I said,
yeah.
And that's when I brought up, you know, how old I was. I'm like, yeah, there's things that's going to stress you out. And if you don't get a handle on it, it'll come back to bite you. And you have to be on it, you know, and I get it, because she was telling me some things that she was having to do for, like, her Lola. So this is one of my aunts, but her Lola, and, you know, whom she adores. But it's like, yeah, it's someone who's just tugs at you because she wants your attention.
Right.
And if you don't, but she doesn't, she's like, I just really haven't slept. She's like, I'm just so tired. But I really wanted to be here today. And she's got a girlfriend, you know, so she's, her girlfriend's family's coming. You know, she had all the stuff she was trying to get done.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, girl. I said, I'm glad you made it here. I said, but yeah, you need to be able to take care of you. And you're going to figure it out. I said, if you do need to talk, if you just need to meet, you let me know.
and it's nice because you guys, especially she can relate to you as a role model, you know, someone who has shared experiences.
Yeah.
So nice.
So it was a very good time. It was, I got a lot of good vibes from being there. And in light of, you know, my Lola passing, you know, that's just, It was a galvanizing moment to say, you know, it's important to have these moments. Like, yeah. I hate that I didn't get to see my parents, but I will see them. And I did call
them.
It was one of those things. So, you know, we're having a good time here at the house. My uncle's here with his wife. We got him a domino set so we can play Mexican Train.
Cute.
We played last night.
That just sounds so wrong. Like I said the other day. Mm-hmm.
Anna and I took Anna out for a Christmas film. We did see Wicked yesterday afternoon.
Oh, okay. Wasn't that great?
Yeah. But you know what I realized? I don't think I ever watched The Wizard of Oz. I don't think I ever did. I've seen parts of it. But the original.
Oh my God. You're one of the only people in the world.
We watched it last night.
Oh, good.
I didn't think I missed out on anything. But yeah, there's a lot of pop culture phrases. I'm like, oh, that's where that came from. Okay, that's good. But yeah, so we're excited to see the second part next year when it.
I thought that was so smart, you know.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot. There's a lot happening.
And it's a long movie. Yeah, when they say part, you know, to be continued, like, yeah, good. So that's a lot.
When I first saw, when I saw part one, I'm like, oh my God, what's going on? Like, oh, I was missing
right.
long enough. Like, what's going on?
Right.
I get it now. And I, you know, cause I didn't do, I knew the leads, I knew who the leads were. The love interest shows up. I'm like, oh, why does he look so familiar? Like, he's such a good looking guy. I'm like, oh yeah, that's a Bridgerton guy. He's a guy from Bridgerton.
Right.
He did really good. I'm like, okay, yeah, I got it.
Bo
okay.
and Yang. We love.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So,
it was so well done. It was so, it was such a beautiful, I mean, how, listen, got to give props to the Asians. Go ahead, John Chu. Good job.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Good props. Beautiful job. Beautiful job.
Oh man, but yeah, it was yeah. good. I think it, you know, we had we were trying to dig into some of the particulars on the way home. So yeah, that was it. Was just a nice little break from the day and
nice.
Overall, it was just like it was. And it was nice to be able to do that, like for my cousin. I was off. And I was like, oh, you know, we can get 5 tickets. We get everybody to go. But then, you know, Amy wanted to stay home and do something. Dina wanted to. She had a massage scheduled, and my uncle was going to take her over. I'm like, all right, well. So Anna's like, well, just you and me. I said, you still want to go? She's like, oh yeah. I'm like, okay, good. I said, It'll be a cousin time.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, it would have been neat to have everybody there, but no. So we got a little treat.
I went by myself, like I said, and I had a grand old time.
right. Well, there's a guy in front of us. He was with his family, but he was chuckling out loud, like guffawing at some of the lines. You know,
mm-hmm.
I went, all right, that's good. And, because, again, I didn't watch freaking Wizard of Oz, much less, didn't watch the play or the musical. Didn't watch any of it,
Yeah.
So I was entertained. I was definitely entertained.
No, and what was great is that when they arrive at Oz and then they are met with two queen-like figures, Christian Chenoweth and Idina Menzel.
Oh, yeah,
originated the roles on Broadway. So I just loved that they sort of, like, all the musical theater queens in New York were like, yes! Work! Yes! Amazing. And God bless, Cynthia Erivo, I saw her years ago. On Broadway doing The Color Purple, and I'm like, she is a star, and I'm so impressed with Ariana Grande because she is a really good actor.
She is
amazing. Like, she was really on point. Like, the whole cast, they were really beautifully, beautifully done and so reflective and so what we need to see more of. So for a big studio picture, I really appreciated it. I thought it's going to probably get Best Picture. I can't imagine another movie not getting Best Picture for the Oscars. I think this is going to get it. But we'll see.
We'll see. That's probably the only movie I've seen in the theater this year.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't. Mm-hmm. I don't even know what I saw last year. I usually don't go to the movies. So.
No. Yeah. I subscribe to a thing where for like $20 a month, you could see up to 3 movies a week.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also a tax write-off for me. So I get to see what I can in the theater. But they go to streaming so quickly, but there's something, like, I'm so glad. Like, Wicked, I feel like, please see it on the big screen. Because it's so immersive. But you can, if you have a television, it's all good. But you saw a Peacock, right?
No.
Okay.
That ended one after film, the Olympics.
Yes, I thought so. But one film that I think is on Peacock that was so good and it was actually beautiful to see on the big screen is a religious drama, believe it or not, called Conclave.
Mm.
With, all about the papal elections.
Mm.
Brilliant. Yeah, I think you would find it. I thought it was great. I think you would find it very interesting. But it's not worth getting Peacock again. But in case you had Peacock, still, I would have said go. But please see Emilia Perez.
I did see that.
Oh, did you see it? Did you like it?
I was able to watch it. Yeah, it took me a moment to get into it. It's just different. It was different visually.
It's so different.
It was different.
I loved how original it was.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, and I, you know, I mean, in the end, I'm like, you know, this is not going to end well. I'm not going to end well. But
right.
Sad. But yeah, I.
That's a beautiful film.
I liked it.
Yeah,
I mean,
I knew you would.
Like like is a different. Like there's a different shades of like there because it wasn't like, ooh, I got to see it again because it was just, it's just such a difficult story.
It's a complicated film and you just don't know what's going to happen next.
Right, right. You can see where the protagonist is trying to do the right thing or, right some wrongs that were done in the past, but then ends up kind of getting...
No.
Mm-hmm. Back into some of the same patterns because.
Yeah. Yep, they didn't really change.
Yeah.
It really was a moral dilemma. This whole film was like a moral dilemma of how you really shift your consciousness or how you think you did, but you really didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And that's for a lot of the characters in the film.
Yeah.
Maybe all of them. They didn't change the way that they. Yeah,
I think
they all.
Zoe Saldana's character, maybe.
They all kind of sold out a little bit. I mean, I don't want to give anything away. Yeah.
Yeah.
And good for Selena Gomez.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Really, she's not a Disney kid anymore. for her. No, but that is filmmaking at its best. Mm. So. Creative and how I counted, there were so many production companies involved. Like I always like look at things like that.
Oh,
there was
the first minute and a half. It's just all in association with. I'm like, hello, who else?
Put
my name in there too. Good Lord.
It's like money and resources and resources. That took a lot of effort to make. Like Netflix. Is distributing it, but Netflix did not produce it.
Right.
But what a beautiful, beautiful effort. So, well done. Oh,
yeah, I try to follow up with things that you tell me to try to watch. I'm like, okay.
I'm glad, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and I'll be honest, I would not have stopped on Emilia Perez because I'm like,
I know that.
I don't know. I don't know if that's something I want to sit through.
No.
I'm glad I did.
Yeah.
It was just a very complicated and difficult story.
And dark. Yeah. At first glance, you're like, I don't know. And then you're like, oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was because it was so highly recommended to me. By someone who I love, I work with, I respect them, Michael, who, my producing partner. And he's like, this is one of the best movies I've seen in 2024. I said, that's all I need to know. Cause we go to the movies together. If I either go by myself or I go with Michael.
Okay.
Basically, that's the movie. So we go to films together. And then, because we're working on projects together as well. So interesting. Anyway, I have the database up, so I think it's time for you to pick a massage.
All right, and then we got to talk about how your holiday went.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, I will. I'll talk about that after we do this.
All right.
My holiday?
Cleansing thoughts. Pick.
Okay. That's really funny that we're like vamping during the picking time.
Oh, I don't know.
We ever vamped during the picking time. In 14 years, we're like, that's funny. Okay. That's really funny. The number associated with this message is 417. Oh, this is deep. Okay. Oh, I already know you're going to want a copy of this. Let me select it so I can get that ready for you. Okay. Here we go. Your thoughts, words, actions, and reactions all have a value to appreciate an internal energetic investment in your expansion or to deplete it, either nourishing our energy or we are depleting our energy. That's what the sensor is saying in a nutshell. I'll read it again. But this, I think this is very profound, especially when you're seeing a lot of people and there's dynamics and you're out in the world or whatever. Very interesting. I'll read it again. Your thoughts, words, actions, and reactions all have a value to appreciate an internal energetic investment in your expansion or to deplete it. 417.
Oh, goodness. Well, let's do the numbers. Because, I mean, I agree. I think there's a lot. There's a lot happening there.
That's a lot to unpack in that message.
Yeah. Yeah. And especially in light of what I was just talking about with.
That's why I was like reacting goodness. The way that I was.
Yeah.
It's so on the money.
Yeah. So 417, we know it ends up being a 12, which is a 3. But so overall, and that is an understanding of energy. But let's start with like the 4 being this foundation and what we've structured as our everyday lives out of our habits that can always be changed and needs to be changed in some cases. You know, every so often you need to just change things up. So that 4 is sort of like X marks a spot. This is where you're starting out. This is what you're basing everything on. And it's scary sometimes to let go of it and to allow it to fall away or crumble. But then you start to figure out what are you gonna put down as your foundation? How are you gonna rebuild? The 1 is a self, but it's also saying it. You know, choose a direction and move it forward, whatever that looks, however that looks. And then the 7 is have faith. And also to just use your best judgment. And it isn't, despite the presence of a 4, it isn't about being perfect, but it is about like, what can you be doing? You know, what choices are you going to make? Gosh, actually that 7 is really about what choices are you going to make to support yourself. And to, as he said, like to nourish yourself. And once we understand how we have, or because we do this all the time, how we have set things up, we can say, okay, that was probably put in place for, you know, these things were probably put in place given a certain circumstance. And now that I can reevaluate what's going on with me, I need to also reevaluate and make some changes with what I want to feed and what I'm just ready to not put my attention on. And I wanted to bring up something I just saw, because I was up early this morning. Like, I don't get any sleep, it seems like, but I did see something this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, well, this one was pretty good. Oh, this was a couple of them. One says, it was one of those things you see on Instagram, this quote.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't like something, just take away its only power, your attention.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah. So I thought that one was good. And then the next one I saw was transformation is not about creating a new life. It's about seeing life in a new way.
Absolutely. Michael Finner. Yep.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, it's all about the relationship you have with what's in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I love it.
Mm. It's a good one.
It's a very packed message. But
yeah.
You're dealing with a really packed dynamic. It's very complicated.
Yeah.
You know? But you are simplifying the experience of it for yourself. You know? It's like you can sort of step back, and we always say this, the most infallible law of the universe is the law of free will. So people can execute their free will, express themselves in any way. No one's conspiring to, you know, make your life miserable. It's basically how you receive or choose to disengage or go into that eye of the storm, but then give yourself some breathing room in the eye of the storm. Like when I had used that metaphor earlier with your sister-in-law, like she's in there, but it's like a cramped little cupboard where the eye of the storm could be like the size of a football field if you choose, right?
Right.
You can have space in that. So it's like, how constrictive will your eye of the storm be? Check your reactions, smooth and evolve them into responses. Know when it's time to just sort of step back and be on your own and just connect to your breath to embrace the solace of being very clear to prioritize your alignment, you know, and then you can go back out in the world again. So no, it's good. It's a nice feeling. It's a better feeling than feeling pulled in so many directions, which can happen to me sometimes. And that's self-abandonment, or you know, if you're getting phone calls on Christmas Eve, but you're in the middle of things for your family. That happened to me. Two people, but when you see the caller ID, hello, it's going to take 20 minutes. Just hello. You look at the caller ID, that's going to be 20 minutes I don't want to use on that. And I just, yeah. And then it's going to be about, you know, another 40 minutes before I say, well, let me leave you with this before I go. That always seems to be my closing line. Oh, let me say this before I go, because this is almost an hour. Like, she got stuff. She's tired. Like, and what I've been finding myself doing as of late, it's really two people that I've been doing this with. Sometimes it's more. After you get off the phone or whatever, I go right to the sage. And I go right to the sage. I go right to the stove. Not even the lighter. I go right to the stove. I'm like, I put that bitch on high. And I stick that bundle of sage right in that fire. And I'm like, come on. Come on. Come on. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
And what I did, I texted them separately, and I said, maybe we can touch base in the morning. Christmas Eve, especially when this is like the downtime or whatever, where it's break. So one is off from school and one took off a week from work. So you can all relax. No, I can't relax because it's like, okay, so now it's cold and they don't stop eating, and I'm like cooking and scrubbing the tub because the tub looks like a freaking crime scene. Every time they use the tub, I'm like, who died? Like, what happened?
Oh,
she's tired. So I'm not going to pick up the phone where hello is going to be 20 minutes. And then if you multiply it by two, hello is 40 minutes. No.
Right.
No. So instead of reacting and being, I can't believe this bitch decided to call me. Okay. Like that. No. That has nothing to do with anything. Like, perhaps we can touch base in the morning. So what? And I touched, and then one of them, 9:30. I was tired. 9:30 yesterday. I'm like, just pick up the fucking phone. Just pick up the phone. Pick up the phone. And then she's talking to me, and I realize I'm being like this emotional support person, you know. And I'm just like, you can close your eyes, and you can listen, and you can interject, you know. And I didn't take a nap. I didn't take a nap.
Oh, my God.
But I rested my eyes. No. So, but what was great was that on Christmas Eve, when these calls both came in, like within like 10 minutes of each other, I was organizing, you know, as they say today, I was curating.
Sure.
That word's been working my nerves for 5 years now. Farm to table of curating. Go away. Bespoke. I was curating a bespoke farm to table. What the hell? How about I'm going to be slap your ass? Get the hell away from me. So I was curating the gift bundles, because I do these bundles of gifts for my two sons, and I'm organizing it in a way that made sense and how they're going to open it and da 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 da. So I wasn't doing that. I was not going to get on the phone. And, like, I was in my flow. And I got that together for them, and they liked all their gifts. And it's been financially a challenging year for the past year due to cut hours and me deciding to executive produce a film. So that's cute. I don't recommend that. But they were really happy because I put a lot of thought to finding really cool things for each of them and very much specific to what they like and whatever. So yay. And I made marinated lamb chops with herbs, which came out great, and mashed potatoes. And so we had a proper dinner. And then, so that was like Christmas Eve. Mm-hmm. And I get a message that, I guess, late afternoon, from my friend Dennis, who's also a director that I've worked with off and on, very good friend of mine. And he's like, we got invited to a sit down Christmas dinner. I'm like, oh, by Evan. Now, Evan is I mentioned him before in the show. He's a colorist. And in film, what makes a film look cheap to look like, oh my God, a work of art, like how a film can almost look like a painting?
Mm-hmm.
If that's the job of the colorist, where they in post-production go frame by frame to punch up the colors if you have like on your set, if there's like something that a painting, and then the director's like, I don't like that painting. They can put in another painting, like in the background. Like they could do all these different things. So that's what he does, and he does it for things that you have seen on film and TV. He works on really, really big projects, and we're very fortunate because he works on our projects because he has a longstanding friendship with our friend Dennis and his girlfriend Molly. She's really cool. She's a part-time flight attendant, but she's in the travel industry. But what she does is she puts together theme-based trips, most of them dealing with theater. And she deals with different markets with New York. She has she just got a Lincoln Center as a client, which is insane, to do theater trips to London. She just got Atlanta, which is great. So I think a bunch of people are going to come from New York to Atlanta to see the Dolly Parton musical, which is in the works. Yeah, so you heard it here first. So she'll do different markets. And the business, I think they started in like 2022. It's taken off. She spent a month in Scotland coordinating a trip from New York to the Edinburgh Festival. which
wow.
is huge. Yeah, so she's somebody I know that you would really like because of the whole travel side and then the whole theater component. And and it's just her and her, and she works with these two guys in London. So she's they're a lovely couple, and they actually have a house in Astoria, Queens, which is very close to the city.
Yeah,
and
I've been there.
Yeah, I put up. Yes, you have. I put on a little dress. I put on a little dress. I went, but by price to pay to do a proper, I think it was like a British meal, which was so cool, to do a proper sit down Christmas dinner. Was I made those kids Christmas breakfast. So it was tortilla española, which was amazing, and plant-based bacon, which is the Morningstar's plant-based bacon tastes like bacon. I highly recommend it. So that was their breakfast. And then I made them salmon with butter, lemon herb sauce, and a salad, and a vegetable, which I can't even remember what the hell was the other side dish, and a strawberry shortcake. So I'm like, Mom's leaving. Merry Christmas. But we did it the 24th, so I made sure they were good. I didn't realize how tired I was.
Yeah.
Exhausted. It didn't even hit me because I'm thinking like I'm not working. I'm not working, but I'm still like
but you're working.
Like I disassociate. Yeah, but I'm not thinking about that. And it took everything in me not to go on my computer to do the work that I'm going to do today because I'm wrapping up a casting job. Yeah. But that's the thing that I need to work on, like relaxing. Hello. Like you can relax. Do you know what that is? So that's my little thorn in my side. But a grand time was had a wonderful time. Honey, I had Yorkshire pudding for the first time.
So what
is
that like?
It's like a soft popover. It's so delicious. You never had it?
I don't think I have.
It would have been like, girl, if you see it on the menu someplace, get it.
Okay.
It's like a savory, it's like if a popover, you know, had a three-way with a biscuit and something
else. That might be why, because it's got a biscuit on it.
You know, I like a biscuit. Yeah. So that was, and then he made, and he's like a foodie. He made, I don't know if I've ever had prime rib, but I felt like I was in a steakhouse.
Mm.
Prime rib, I died. And I don't eat a lot. I ate most of the food on my plate because I would have normally eaten like a third of it. But it was so good. I had to put a napkin over my mouth. I was like making noises. And roasted Brussels sprouts, green rosé, and tiramisu from the Italian bakery for dessert. I'm still full.
Sounds delicious.
It was glorious. And I don't think I've ever have gone someplace else for a proper Christmas sit-down dinner, and it was just the four of us, which I felt so special. It was just the four of us. We had a great time, and like we left at like 9:30.
Wow,
it was perfect. It was perfect. And then I didn't realize how tired I was. I'm like, yeah, because you had to, you know, I had to like pay the price to go, but it was great. And what was so sweet is my son texted me to say, do I have to wait for you to cut the cake? I'm like, no, I'm so full. I'm on my way home. I'll wait for you. I'm like, no, have some. I'm not going to eat anything. I'm not going to eat for 3 days. And then I was taking the subway home, and on the way home, he's like, it's really good, Mommy. I'm like, okay, I'm happy.
Aww.
Yeah. So that was my little holiday situation in a nutshell. It was, but if you see Yorkshire pudding on the menu, you must try it.
Okay.
I had no idea what that was. Heard of it my whole life, but I had no idea. It was great. So on that merry note, if any of you need to get a hold of us, you can send an email to loablant@gmail.com, and we're scheduled to be back on the air on this coming Tuesday at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. Please take very gentle care of yourselves and each other. And as always, let the light do the work and to brighter days ahead. Love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.